Thank you for coming back from our replay reviews. My name is Leah.
And my name is Kathy.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes, almost like I'm discovering them again for the first time.
We hope it'll be a similar experience for you.
I mean, what's left to say?
Not much.
Well, first of all, welcome to the Uncharted summary. We have some burning questions, but we couldn't find any answers. In fact, all I found for my burning question, which is who closed the artifact, all I found in my search is another question, which was who set the traps, which was a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
They used pieces of their plane to build it, so obviously it's someone new.
Yeah.
Anyway, another burning question. Maybe Navarro, because he seems to know about everything.
I feel like that's better speculation than my burning question, which was who was inside the treasure, like the statue? And I couldn't find an answer. I think it goes into another game because maybe I just wasn't using the right keywords, but searching it, it talked about game 4 and it was bouncing between different games. Anyways, I just got too confused and I decided to not go too far into my research to not spoil things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our questions just led to more questions. No answers. And maybe they're not that big of a deal, just a little bit of, you know, they didn't explain it. Should we continue on to topic 2?
Mm-hmm.
It's overall opinion about the game. I think we kind of know mine pretty well at this point. Wasn't thrilled with the gameplay. I like the story. I have no issues with it. Sure, they could have done things a little better here and there, but honestly, I liked it.
So I get the benefit by not needing to play and focusing on just watching. And we did do a, for our 100th episode, where I did a jet ski thing. And I understand it's not really fun. It's very frustrating. But if you focus on just the storyline, I like how nostalgic it feels. It's like your typical early 2000s adventure movie, like Journey to the Earth. It's lighthearted. It's straightforward. I like the storyline. But I also don't know if this is a series that we want to continue going on for a podcast or just for in general playing this game. I have a feeling that the rest of the games are just going to be a repeat of this game just because of how straightforward the plot is.
All I know is that the fourth one is pretty acclaimed.
Okay.
So I don't know. I was going to say something. Oh, when you were doing the jet ski section is when I learned you don't have to aim to shoot in that section. You were just blasting and hitting targets. I'm like, you're not even moving the joystick.
That's because I struggled with aiming and driving and I just smashed all the buttons.
I would have liked to know that game, that I didn't have to actually aim to fire in that section. Well, I think that's kind of it. I mean, any other closing thoughts on this game for you?
I kind of like how cutesy it kind of is without it being overly cute.
It's comforting.
It's comforting. I think that's what the word I'm looking for. It's a very comforting game and it's somewhat nostalgic. Has that vibe to it.
All right. KFC?
Yes. It's going to be very obvious and very easy. But I'll start with steel biscuits. There's a lot that could be thrown in there, but I don't know if you want to take a stab at who I think my KFC is.
Stale biscuit. I honestly weirdly want to say Sully.
Oh. I could see that. For me, I chose Navarro just because we barely know anything about him. And last minute, he's like, haha, I'm your villain. He's just there in the background. He's just stale.
I think this is one I have to disagree with you on. I was going to say it was between Eddie and Sully.
I could see Eddie.
Yeah, like, I see your logic. I wouldn't pick him just because he ends up being the, like, the villain, you know?
Mm, yeah, but Eddie seems to have more scenes than Roman or Navarro.
Or more backstory.
Yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're all kind of
stale.
Yeah, I think they all have kind of a claim to that. Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Okay, well, moving on. Post-game KFC. Think you know who it is?
It has to be Nathan, right?
What? What about Yelena?
Oh, I thought we were on KS.
Oh, no, KFC.
Then, yeah, I would have said Elena.
I don't know if it's my mouth or your ears.
So, always.
So, yeah, it is Elena. She's smart. She's witty. She's not annoying, which is apparently very difficult for female game characters. So she wins post-game KFC.
Even just one of the most realistic characters, period, that we've seen.
Besides the battery thing.
Yeah, come on. What was that?
Moving on. Post-game KS, Kentucky Scorcher. There really is no one to pick besides Nate, so yep, it's Nate.
Yeah.
I mean, the shoulder holster really sold it.
Sorry, I was just reading your notes.
What?
I was, like, reading exactly what you just said out loud. It was funny. Okay, well, what you said back in April is, of course, first row, middle dude. That's Nathan. Mm-hmm. It's the hair, the rolled up long sleeves, and the shoulder holsters that does it for me.
Oh, swear for word.
However, if I was into the bad boy type of dude, it would maybe be first row, third guy. That's Navarro. Ooh. But for my blind KS, it's definitely first row, middle guy. Nathan. And then, of course, you have to put your reference in there. Especially since he reminds me of Tom Hiddleston in Kong Skull Island.
It's just honestly any white male wearing a shoulder holster, but I don't see it.
It's just the t-shirt and the...
Exactly. I don't know why. They don't even look the same, but anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on all counts, except Stale Biscuit, which we got into already. So I have nothing to add. Okay, there's three stats. I'll tell you, two of them, the game tracked for me. One of them, I tracked myself.
Stats, I think it's people killed or like headshots.
Which one? Just kidding, both of them.
Yeah. Really? It tracked it separately?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Stat one was total enemies killed. Do you want to guess?
286.
No.
Higher?
Yeah.
Could it be like 800? I'll do 860.
1,000.
What?
115 enemies killed.
God, Leah.
We've been complaining about the number of people on this island, and I think we were right.
Yeah. How's there so many people?
Well, knowing how many people I killed, do you want to guess how many headshots total?
So of that 1,000 something, I have confidence in you, so probably more than half. I don't know, 600?
No.
800 something?
No.
Okay, then you're probably doing bad. 200 something then.
425.
Oh. Hey, you should be happy that I have such faith in you for getting headshots.
Yeah, I think you forgot about the first half of the game. How bad I started out.
That is kind of true. I remember by part three, you're like just going all the headshots.
Well, I started to not care. When you don't care, you do a lot better.
That is true.
Okay, do you want to guess what my stat was that I tracked? You're not going to get it.
Something verbal, or is it an action?
It's just counting a thing, but it's not something we've done before. It's unique to this game.
Ooh, how many boats?
No.
Let me think. How? Hint. Give me a hint.
I don't know how to give it. I mean, you're not going to guess it.
Okay.
I'll just give you a good hint. Enemy.
How many enemies were, like, bald? I don't know.
Close. Yellow bandana eye patch man.
What is that?
I'll show you. He was everywhere. Really? This is him.
Well, it has to be enough for you to notice. I'd say 82.
No.
42.
I'll give you a hint. When I was counting them up, I discovered there were zero of him in the final two parts of the game.
Okay. I'd say 24.
21.
Ooh, that's close.
Hate that guy. Not to be confused with blue bandana eye patch man or yellow headband man.
What? All these NPCs getting just copy and pasted. Well, that's a wrap for this game.
It has charm. I won't be playing it again, though. Scary Christmas next week.
Back to horror games. My favorite.
Yeah. Your favorite. Just two episodes, though, so it'll be fine. But yes, don't forget, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, special Scary Christmas episodes are coming out.
Audacity on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Think you can guess which game is up next based on this obscure quote?
I know it is a sickness of the soul.
Message us on Instagram or contact us through our website to see if you're right. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week with a new game.